Thanks for streaming WSOY on nowdecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
To tell you, I haven't been to Raritan either, but
hello over
we
there.
We say hello. I'm Delois Yonke.
I'm Rita Frank.
Domus Buyers and Company tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. We'll check in with the City Hall insider, Paul Osborne. Buyers and Company, 6 to 9 on WSOY Decatur.
5:59. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. A fast start to its first 6 months of service at the Decatur Airport has Cape Air optimistic about reaching the airport's calendar year goal of 10,000 passengers. Andrew Bonney, Cape Air's Senior Vice President of Planning, gave the Decatur Park Board of Commissioners a status update at their meeting yesterday. We really are still in the startup phase, although the operation and ridership has started a lot faster than we are used to, said Bonney. Cape Air has done a lot of route starts, and this was an unusually strong one. The FAA classifies airports that provide scheduled passenger service and have over 10,000 passenger boardings and planements per calendar year as primary airports. The classification means a difference of receiving $1 million in airport improvement funding from the FAA as opposed to $150,000. During his presentation, Bonney announced the company will add a second Saturday flight to St. Louis beginning in mid-October as well. We have more news coming up after Fox News on WSOY Decatur. It is 6 a.m.
Who is it? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the big question. Who is the anonymous author of a now famous op-ed?
We have somebody in what I call the failing New York Times that's talking about he's part of the resistance within the Trump administration. This is what we have to deal with.
The president calls the person gutless. His press secretary says it's a coward. And they're demanding the New York Times reveal the identity for national security. So what's in this op-ed? Fox's Rachel Sutherland details it live from Washington.
Dave, the unnamed senior official wrote that many in President Trump's own administration are working diligently from within to frustrate parts of his agenda and his worst inclinations. The writer said there were early whispers within the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment, which would start the process for removing the president, but no one wanted to precipitate a constitutional crisis. The senior official pointed out this is not the resistance of the left, writing, "We want the administration to succeed and think many of its policies have already made America safer and more prosperous." Dave.
Rachel, Secretary of State Pompeo says he is not the author, telling reporters as he visits India he did not write it.
We fully support India's rise as a leading global power, and we welcome India's equal commitment to our partnership.
Pompeo's there with Defense Secretary Mattis, hoping for more cooperation fighting terrorism. President Trump just tweeted that North Korea's leader proclaimed an unwavering faith in the president, and he thanked Chairman Kim, saying, "We'll get it done together." This as North and South Korean leaders will meet again later this month in the attempt to try to get North Korea to give up nuclear weapons. Brett Kavanaugh will be questioned again at the Senate today, and the Supreme Court nominee has been consistent on this.
Not to make commitments on particular cases.
Democrats have been pressing Kavanaugh on issues like the limits of presidential power and abortion and gun rights, and today the senators and the Judiciary Committee will get 20 minutes each to question the nominee. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
WSOY News Time is 6:03. The Illinois Department of Transportation has announced that work to improve the Illinois Central Railroad crossing at 22nd Street in Decatur will begin Monday. Keep in mind, to complete the work, all lanes of 22nd Street will be closed beginning Monday in both directions at the railroad crossing, and a marked detour will be posted. Access to businesses will be available during the closure, which is expected to last through Friday, September 14th, weather permitting. Motorists will be able to expect delays and should allow extra time for trips through the detour. Drivers are urged to pay close attention to change conditions and signs in the work zones and to be alert for workers and equipment. For IDOT District 7 updates, you can follow them on Twitter at IDOT District 7 or view area construction details on their traveler information map at gettingaroundillinois.com. A big night for Matt Adams last night in Washington. We'll give you an update on sports, plus check your three-day weather forecast. Looks to be a wet one for the next couple of days. WSOY News Time, 6:04.
Celebrating the best in business in Greater Decatur. Join with the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce and Hickory Point Bank to honor the finalists and winners of the annual Chamber Awards. The luncheon is September 13th at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. Help us congratulate the businesses, business people, and community groups who make Decatur and Macon County a great place to work, play, and live. Visit DecaturChamber.com or call 422-2200 for tickets. Prices go up after September 7th, so order now.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, in Decatur, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
Your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Cloudy skies today. There is a chance for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high of 81. Cloudy, another chance for showers and storms tonight. 68, the overnight low. Rain tomorrow, some with heavy rain. 73, your high with cloudy skies. And then for Saturday, showers likely. Cloudy with a high of only 67. More heavy rain possible on Saturday as well. Currently 71 at the studios in downtown Decatur. Well, for a struggling Matt Adams, a return to Nationals Park was the perfect tonic. Adams homered twice against his former team who traded him last month. Marcell Ozuna tied his career high with four hits. Cardinals held off the Washington Nationals 7-6 last night. Daniel Murphy and Kyle Schwarber homered two back, a solid start from Jose Quintana. Cubs held off the Brewers 6-4 to avert a three-game sweep, and it was the Tigers taking a 10-2 or giving a 10-2 beating to the Chicago White Sox. Cardinals idle tonight. We have Sport Talk with Mark Tupper and Tim Kaine from 5 until 7. Your next news is up at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, September 6th edition of Byers & Company. We're live in the Palatial Studios in a very dark downtown as visitors from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital will give away tickets and so much more. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday, the 6th of September. Hope you're having a great start to your day. The whole mayoral race here in Decatur is going to get interesting starting at 7 o'clock this hour. We'll be visiting with the second candidate to announce and news on perhaps a third. All of that with the City Hall insider, Paul Osborne, coming up in about 45 minutes. You read his stuff every day, of course, at thedecaturtribune.com, and he has a lot, including some information. The silly season is upon us. We know that's watching the Supreme Court Senate confirmation hearings, right? I tried to watch a little of it yesterday. I was sitting here in the studios. I was doing some work, and I thought I will, of course, unlike our counterpart who does nothing but sports in here. Sorry, getting rid of ESPN, putting news on. I tried watching a little bit out of a sense of duty as an American citizen that perhaps I should pay attention to what's going on. Because my go-to move recently has been ignore, ignore, ignore. And sometimes I feel a little guilty about that. So I turned on the TV, watched a little of the coverage of that august body, the United States Senate, and their questioning of Judge Kavanaugh and this whole deal. And I don't know what annoyed me more. The protesters? Which, how do they get in there?
I don't understand.
It's a very limited seating thing.
Yeah, I don't understand why it's such an open gallery to, like, the public.
Well, when you can watch it on TV,
yeah.
when you can, you know, I mean, it's not like you don't have access to it. And as annoying as that was, it was, people just screaming incoherently. And I want to know, in the history of human communication, what makes that a convincing argument to turn someone's opinion or to do, I mean, what does it do to get, literally have security come and drag you out of the hearing while you're screaming at the top of your lungs? I don't even know what you're saying. The end is nigh. Bring out your dead. I mean, what is it that you're hollering? And why do you think that is an effective communication tool? And how did you get in there?
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. They could close that thing down, shut everybody out, and just broadcast it on C-SPAN and go from there.
Clearly they're plants, right?
Yes.
And I don't know
every single one of them.
If you heard over the weekend, our Senator Dick Durbin, who's always so prominent in all of this, they had a big conference call about how they planned to disrupt. He talked about the glorious noise of democracy. Will you tell me what that is adding to the debate one way or the other? Getting up, screaming at the top of your lungs, having security have to drag you out while everybody has to stop talking while they do that. Tell me exactly, please. And I would love to hear another opinion on this. I mean, why you think that is effective and doesn't make you look like 14-year-old children. And then as bad as that was, I actually then listened to some of the questioning, and it was worse.
Sorry, that made me chuckle.
It's true.
I know it is.
Senator Patrick Leahy from Vermont, how old is he? These guys have all been out there for so damn long. I don't think they have a single clue about the real world anymore on either side. And by the way, this is Democrats and Republicans. If you switched it up, flipped the script, and put a Democrat candidate pick up there, it would be the exact same. Maybe not the screaming and the protesting. That seems to be something that seems to be on the progressive left side of things. I don't know, maybe you would end up with some sort of protest.
Oh, probably.
I don't know. Do you recall that?
No, not really, though. That's the issue. I mean, I really don't remember that on the other side.
Protesting seems to be, the glorious noise of democracy seems to be centered in that area. So I'm watching, and they all think that they're in, I don't know, some sort of movie. Like, I really do believe they all have this idea of themselves that they're like a character in some great movie or book. And they're all so clever. Here's what I know. This guy, what about him is demonic? What about him thinks that threatening his family and his children, where have we gotten in all of this? I mean, name the reason why this guy is the face of the end of the world to these people. Can you?
I really can't.
Because he has an R in front of his name?
You know, they're saying that, you know.
You here today?
Is she here?
Yeah. No, she's not at all. She's just, this is her.
Okay. They're afraid, you know, he's going to take away the right. He's going to kill Roe versus Wade.
How, and exactly how is he going to do that?
And, you know, his statement yesterday says in trial after, in hearing after hearing, in case after case, for 45 years, this thing has stood up. Why would it change now? I'm paraphrasing, of course, but.
Well, Senator Patrick Leahy seemed to have this bombshell he wanted to drop about him basically misleading the Senate during his 2004 and 2006 hearings. And I watched and I listened. He clearly didn't have it, although he thought he did. And then, like, they struggle with the technology because they're, like, 900 years old and they got a screen up and they're handing stuff out. And it's all these gotcha moments. It's just ridiculous. There is absolutely nothing about it that is that you're proud to be an American or be a part of any. I am just so tired of all of these people.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying, where you're coming from.
And I really just don't care. I don't anymore. I'm getting to the point where I don't care who's on the Supreme Court. I don't care who's in the White House. I don't care who's serving in the United States Senate. I don't care who's in Congress. It doesn't matter. These people are the most self-serving group of individuals in the history of mankind. That's the one thing you know will happen. They will take care of each other and themselves.
That's priority.
And beyond
number
that,
one.
Do you think they care one hoot about America? Or these people, these women screaming? I it was women and men, but mostly women yesterday that I saw, at least while I was watching, that were being escorted out by, I mean, literally pulled out of there, like wrapped up in arms and
yanked. It's like you wish they had a hook.
And I just want somebody to tell me why. With a clear train of thought, just what. What about this guy is the Antichrist to you?
Mm-hmm.
It's their latest thing to seize on. I mean, it's
and
all
it does seem to be so cool. I mean, it does seem to, like, there's something new every week.
Right. And this is this week's flavor of the month.
No, but this is the every Supreme Court pick now. I mean, it used to be 25 years ago, a guy like this, or even somebody like this on the Democrat side, would get, like, 90 votes. Now it is a political, I mean, it literally is... Mm-hmm. Just theater.
I don't understand these Democratic senators that are using this as some kind of public platform to show that their left constituencies, that they're tough on this kind of thing. It's complete, because they know this guy is not the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
This is just theater for them.
Or it's payback over,
yeah,
you know, what the Republicans did with President Obama, which I also decried, mm-hmm, at the time, if you were listening. So I'm pretty much across the board consistent on this. I just don't understand why you can't just get up there. I, you know, Patrick Leahy's 78 years old. How old is Dick Durbin?
He's got to be around the same, right?
I would certainly think so.
Dick Durbin is 73 years old.
I would have guessed older, really.
Yep.
How long have these guys been there? I mean, literally, how long?
He has been United States senior United States senator from Illinois since 1997.
Okay, Patrick Leahy has been there since 1974.
Right.
1974.
That's insane.
I mean, that's 46 years?
Right. Right.
Over and over and over. And I suppose the people from Vermont like him. I don't meet anyone here in Illinois that likes Dick Durbin, yet he gets elected every
Isn't
time.
It strange?
Yeah, figure that one out. Well, no, you don't have to think too hard on it.
No, you don't. You got the machine up there that just churns that out. So anyway, I tried watching yesterday. I really did. I invested about a half hour. I thought I'll be a part of the democratic process. I'll be a part of it.
Now look what it's done to you.
I know. It was just depressing, Jeff. And I'm telling you, as annoying as the protesters were, that wasn't nearly as annoying as the line of questioning.
Mm-hmm. I know.
They all are up there acting like they're Wilford Brimley or something. You know, I mean, they got like this like sort of. Do you remember that movie with Paul Newman?
Yeah, think about the senators in The Godfather when they're questioning. That's what this is.
Yeah,
that's exactly what this is.
Are you suggesting Pat Leahy was found in a whorehouse with a dead body?
No, I would never suggest such a thing.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of that movie, by the way.
I know.
When the guy's on the stage, you know, giving the check out, and he keeps pronouncing Corleone wrong.
Right.
How did he pronounce
Michael and Kate Carleen?
Yeah. Not familiar with who this guy is whatsoever.
Yeah.
Carleone.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there anything you're ever proud of out of Washington, D.C. anymore? I mean, is there ever a single moment that you just sort of go, hey, look at there?
No.
Now, Congressman Ronnie Davis will tell you that there's a lot of work that's being done. It just doesn't get the news, doesn't, you know, that the people like this are the ones who get all of the air and the oxygen, and that there is work being done on a daily basis to better people's lives. And then we put a podcast up of him, and everybody acts like he's the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you think people are just, in general, angrier today than they've ever been, ever in the history of mankind?
I don't know about ever in the history of mankind, but it certainly is with our lifetimes.
Okay. And is that the truth, or is it just because now there's more platforms for people to express that anger? I mean, has the anger always been there, just not as easily displayed?
And we've kind of lost our manners a little bit, like keeping it together. You know what
I mean? Have we lost our manners? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we have. But I think it's a triple-edged sword. It's always been there. People have lost their manners, but they also have these various social media platforms now to spread their annoyance.
Okay.
Well, it used to be, oh, well, this is just my opinion, or I'll keep my opinions to myself.
That's when
it's like, you must, this is what I think, and you need to think the same way.
You know, back in the day, it was in the diner, you know, or at the water cooler.
I don't think people were screaming at each other.
No.
Screaming, but, you know, it was always, you know, the old you between you and me and the fence post. Here's, you know, but.
Yeah, but that's coach still today. I mean, that's a different thing than the level of intensity and volume that is going on.
Well,
right now.
No, that's true. That is true.
Now, I was reading this story from the Pew Research Center that 42% of Facebook users have taken a break from the site in the past year. And I think this has got nothing to do with algorithms or censorship, or I think people are tired of this.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the vast majority of American people. I think it's the fringe on the left and the fringe on the right that are eating up all of the space with this. They're the ones with the all caps and the exclamation points and the screaming through their teeth and being dragged out of a Supreme Court.
We're done with them.
And I think people are just sick of it.
Yeah.
Do you disagree?
I don't disagree. And I think the media just keeps focusing on them, that they're like they're the majority. I think that's really not the case. I think most people are just, I'm done.
Just over half of Facebook users age 18 and over say they have adjusted their privacy settings in the past 12 months, according to a new Pew Research Center survey. Around 4 in 10 said they have taken a break from checking the platform for a period of several weeks or more, while around a quarter say they have deleted the Facebook app from their cell phone. All told, some 74% of Facebook users say they have taken at least one of these actions in the past year. Now, President Trump or others would say, well, fake news and people are tired. I think people are just tired of the hollering and the screaming and the yelling and the lack of civility involved in any aspect of life anymore.
Look at your reaction to the Senate hearings yesterday. It's the same. It's almost the same thing, right?
I tried.
I know. And that's why people are failing.
I felt sort of like it was my obligation as an American citizen to at least try. And there would have been a time in my life, although it's hard for me to believe, but it is true, that I would have found the politics of that fascinating. And now it is just garbage and noise. and I have so little faith in anything you tell me about the state of Illinois or the United States of America when it pertains to the government. This whole op-ed thing in the New York Times yesterday, Bob Woodward's book, I believe all of it and none of it.
Yeah, I understand that.
And at the end of the day, I don't care. So I feel like I'm just going to check out. I'm not going to, like, Montana and joining, you know.
You're not going down to the Ozarks?
I'm not going to go to, like, a movement. I'm just checking out. I mean, why?
It's back, like, to the Amish.
It's
back
cancer.
There you go. Back to the Amish.
Why would you just infect yourself with that?
And that's the saddest part. Mm-hmm. You're subjecting yourself to this for no good reason.
Yeah, we have no one to blame but ourselves.
Right, I know.
It's hard
to
get it.
Alex Jones trying to get in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see the fight he had with Marco Rubio?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
What a circus.
It really is.
They got into a clash outside the Senate Intelligence Committee, and that was the hearing on the internet censorship, by the way. This was the other screaming and yelling.
Yeah, this is the other screaming and yelling.
Yeah. And he was taking questions from reporters. And Alex Jones, who's the InfoWars guy, and just trust me, that's all you need to know. Don't look into it any further than that. He tries to interrupt. Was he, like, going live on social media?
Oh, was he? Nice.
He's not answering, said Jones, as Rubio answered a question.
I don't know about ever in the history of mankind, but it certainly is with our lifetimes.
Okay. And is that the truth, or is it just because now there's more platforms for people to express that anger? I mean, has the anger always been there, just not as easily displayed?
And we've kind of lost our manners a little bit, like keeping it together. You know what
have
I mean?
We lost our manners? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we have. But I think it's a triple-edged sword. It's always been there. People have lost their manners, but they also have these various social media platforms now to spread their annoyance.
Okay. Well, it used to be, oh, well, this is just my opinion, or I'll keep my opinions to myself.
That's when
it's like, you must, this is what I think, and you need to think the same way.
You know, back in the day, it was in the diner, you know, or at the water cooler.
I don't think people were screaming at each other.
No.
Screaming, but, you know, it was always, you know, the old you between you and me and the fence post. Here's, you know, but.
Yeah, but that's coach still today. I mean, that's a different thing than the level of intensity and volume that is going on.
Well, right now. No, that's true. That is true.
Now, I was reading this story from the Pew Research Center that 42% of Facebook users have taken a break from the site in the past year. And I think this has got nothing to do with algorithms or censorship, or I think people are tired of this.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the vast majority of American people. I think it's the fringe on the left and the fringe on the right that are eating up all of the space with this. They're the ones with the all caps and the exclamation points and the screaming through their teeth and being dragged out of a Supreme Court.
We're done with them.
And I think people are just sick of it.
Yeah.
Do you disagree?
I don't disagree. And I think the media just keeps focusing on them, that they're like they're the majority. I think that's really not the case. I think most people are just, I'm done.
Just over half of Facebook users age 18 and over say they have adjusted their privacy settings in the past 12 months, according to a new Pew Research Center survey. Around 4 in 10 said they have taken a break from checking the platform for a period of several weeks or more, while around a quarter say they have deleted the Facebook app from their cell phone. All told, some 74% of Facebook users say they have taken at least one of these actions in the past year. Now, President Trump or others would say, well, fake news and people are tired. I think people are just tired of the hollering and the screaming and the yelling and the lack of civility involved in any aspect of life anymore.
Look at your reaction to the Senate hearings yesterday. It's the same. It's almost the same thing, right?
I tried.
I know. And that's why people are failing.
I felt sort of like it was my obligation as an American citizen to at least try. And there would have been a time in my life, although it's hard for me to believe, but it is true, that I would have found the politics of that fascinating. And now it is just garbage and noise. And I have so little faith in anything you tell me about the state of Illinois or the United States of America when it pertains to the government. This whole op-ed thing in the New York Times yesterday, Bob Woodward's book, I believe all of it and none of it.
Yeah, I understand that.
And at the end of the day, I don't care. So I feel like I'm just going to check out. I'm not going to, like, Montana and joining, you know.
You're not going down to the Ozarks?
I'm not going to go to, like, a movement. I'm just checking out. I mean, why? It's
back
like,
to the Amish.
It's
back
cancer.
To the, there you go. Back to the Amish.
Why would you just infect yourself with that?
And that's the saddest part. You're subjecting yourself to this for no good reason.
Yeah, we have no one to blame but ourselves.
Right, I know.
It's hard to get it.
Alex Jones trying to get in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see the fight he had with Marco Rubio?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
What a circus.
It really is.
They got into a clash outside the Senate Intelligence Committee. And that was the hearing on the internet censorship, by the way. This was the other screaming and yelling.
Yeah, this is the other screaming and yelling.
Yeah. And he was taking questions from reporters. And Alex Jones, who's the InfoWars guy, and just trust me, that's all you need to know. Don't look into it any further than that. He tries to interrupt. Was he, like, going live on social media?
Oh, was he? Nice.
He's not answering, said Jones, as Rubio answered a question on shadow banning. The Democrats are doing what you say China does. Senator Rubio says, I don't know who you are, man. I don't really go on your website. That's why you didn't get elected. You're a snake. A snake. I love this. Shot back Jones, touching the senator's shoulder to keep his attention. Marco Rubio, the snake. Little frat boy here. Don't touch me again, man. I'm asking you not to touch me again. You're a little gangster thug, is what Jones is saying. Democrats are raping the Republicans. Democrats are raping InfoWars. This is what passes now for...
Nice.
I'm with Ruby on this thing, though.
And he walked away. He told the gaggle of reporters, you guys can talk to this clown. I'm done.
Kind of like that.
And by midnight, that will be turned into like some vast global conspiracy.
Oh, yeah, to shut down free speech.
Yep. I don't. I think if you look at all signs, and generally those signs are coming. I mean, don't you think we're going to adjust on social media? Like we've adjusted. I mean, all of this stuff is fairly new to the American and, well, to the world, but to the psyche of us as people. And we're going to adjust. Eventually, we're going to use it, and then it's going to evolve into whatever
it
evolves
into.
Yeah.
That will level out, and then the next thing will come.
But I think that people are tired of the noise. I really do. And I don't get it, and I don't understand it. And
it only leads to more people not being involved and not caring and not being educated.
And I think in some ways that's what they want. Because if they can...
Do it in a vacuum?
No. That's how they stay elected.
Mm-hmm.
If the hard right and the hard left can just battle over who gets their base out more, it's a lot easier to win elections for them than it is when a big chunk of people in the center or not necessarily
diehard presidential election.
No, I'm just saying that it's harder for them to control that. If it's just a matter of turning out their own base and I get one more member of my base than you do and I win, that's what they want. I really do believe that. And then we got some shenanigans going on here locally where you've got, was it Jen McMillan calling out Dan Calkins for not participating? I mean, I don't. Calkins provides text of his response to McMillan's challenge to debate her. Evidently, she contacted Dan Calkins like at night and then sent out a press release the next morning saying he won't debate. I mean, these are the same old games. I've never. Dan would debate Satan. I mean, if you literally showed up.
Without problem.
Oh, yeah.
Or Gandhi. I mean, you could pick anybody on the entire spectrum. You said, here's a camera and a microphone, Dan, 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. He's there.
He'll be there at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
You say what you want about Dan.
Oh, he's not.
Ducking a chance to talk isn't in his wheelhouse.
No.
And then the whole Seth MacMillan. Evidently failing to report government income while he was on the school board over there. We'll get into all these local races. Plus, we'll have the second mayoral candidate that we'll be announcing right here on this show in 33 minutes. And I'm hearing that a third picked up petitions yesterday. We'll get into all of that as well. Would you care to do the three-day forecast or just have your egg sandwich?
Yogurt.
Oh, it's yogurt. Okay.
Yogurt today. Today we do have a 40% chance of seeing some showers, thunderstorms, cloudy, and highs near 81. Then for tonight, 50% chance of showers, lows around 69. Friday, still showers, thunderstorms, highs around 73. Saturday, more showers likely, highs around 67 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 71 degrees.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
One in six people in America go hungry every day. But fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park, Hickory Point Bank invested.
I'm Jim Root. I'm running for Macon County Sheriff. As a sheriff, I'll be responsible with your tax dollars and be accountable to you. I will run a transparent office and maintain a department with the same values and ethics that I possess. I will ruthlessly go after criminals and drug dealers. I will provide a high level of service to the community. Please talk to the people you know at our department. I am supported by many command officers, deputies, and correctional officers. Find out more by going to jimrootforsheriff.com, and please vote Jim Root, November 6th. Paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. Kids have a full day of school today?
Yes.
Lordy, good.
Thank goodness.
Sun's coming up.
Kinda.
Going to be a big announcement at 10 a.m. out at Enterprise. You know, that's where the all of the farming is going to
mm-hmm.
be. They're going to have, like, beehives, honey.
Which I did not know until recently. That's called an apiary.
An apiary?
Yes.
I didn't know that either. Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
All right. So, cool. We'll be out there with ADM making a large check presentation to support 4-H. So, look for a video a little later today on nowdecatur.com. Should be fun. And that 4-H program is such a great, well, it's a pipeline, if you will,
yes.
for the Duane Andreas Ag Academy. Because those grade school kids get interested, and they're going to have that working farm
mm-hmm.
Out there at Enterprise. Now, when I was at Enterprise, I went to Enterprise School.
Oh, did you?
But I don't remember how to get there. Because when I went there, the bus would take you.
The bus would, yeah.
It's out, you know, you head out 48. Like you're going to go to St. Louis, like on the Tulane.
Yes.
And it's back off to the left there. There's like that grocery market, or used to be grocery market. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I know what you're talking about.
Like heading out 48.
Uh-huh.
Off to the left. It's back there. But they got a big area up on a hill that really used to be not used at all. And I remember when I was there, and this would have been like fifth and sixth grade, that we had a PE coach by the name of Greg Hopkins. And Greg would mow that whole area up there like a football field, and then he would put, like, the Enterprise mascot's name in it, like with the lawnmower.
Oh, cool. And you probably thought that was...
We did think that was cool. Greg went on to be the CEO of Cleveland Golf, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Well, he was an industrious guy.
Something else?
Yeah,
wow.
Stuff to do, you know?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, that you can always spot initiative at a young age.
At a young age.
There you go.
So there we have it. Anyway, we'll be there at 10 a.m. this morning. And then the WSOY MCA Challenge. Did the video go up? I'm a little out of the loop.
I don't know.
We had our first, the remix started yesterday, Jeff. We have, this is the next round, 12 weeks, started yesterday, the WSOY MCA Challenge. And what we did was we invited back all kinds of people from past challenges. So there's going to be two teams, Team Matt and Team Abby, and then there are, what is it, like 18 total, I think?
I think so, yeah.
So
and yes, I'm seeing
people from different challenges over the past, what, year and a half, I guess, that we've been doing this. And we were building a burpee yesterday. Evidently, Molly selected all the individuals to participate based on whether or not they had September and October birthdays.
Yeah, basically.
We have 317 burpees we'll be knocking out over the next few weeks.
And none of the ones we kind of did yesterday count.
Well, those weren't actual burpees. Those were building a burpee. That was doing the individual components of a burpee over and over and over again. So how did you feel?
I was kind of surprised I did as well as I did.
That's kind of braggadocious, yes.
What I'm saying is I really expected to struggle more.
Uh-huh.
There were definitely things that I realized I slipped a little, that this used to be a lot easier, but now, you know, so, but I was surprised I wasn't completely dead. Now, today, I am sore.
That's a good feeling,
yes,
though, right?
It's a good feeling.
All right. I'm pulling up Natticator's Facebook page. There we go. The WSOYMC Challenge, the remix. Wasn't there a Duran Duran song called The Remix?
I have no idea.
Huh? Don't you remember The Remix?
I couldn't begin to tell you.
Yeah, what, you were in the 80s?
Yeah, but I didn't listen to Duran Duran.
Jeff.
I listened to different music than
know,
you did.
I know, Life Outside the Camino and the, you know, yeah. Fog Hat, crying out loud, broaden your...
Whatever.
Huh?
Broaden my what?
Right. I mean, just, you know, you got to, like, enjoy. I mean, did you not watch MTV?
Not a whole lot, no.
How is it that when MTV arrived, you failed to pay attention to MTV?
I knew it was there. I watched a little bit of it. I didn't watch a whole lot of it, to tell you the truth.
All right. Familiar faces are back for the remix of the WSOY Challenge. 18 participants, 12 weeks, 2 teams, 1 champion. And here we go. So the video is up, and we're ready to go. We got T-shirts yesterday, which was pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Who did the design of that?
I don't know who did the remix logo, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks nice. Anyway, check it out. Video's up on the Now Decatur Facebook page and nowdecatur.com. All right, we've got a lot to get to here today, including some guests from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital to talk about this ambulance service. Paul Osborne will be in to talk about local politics. Excuse me.
Was
sneeze button.
Sneeze?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
I'm telling you, my allergies are off the charts right now.
Yeah. I've even
go to bed at night, get up in the morning. I don't know if it's just harvesting. Have we started that yet?
It's starting.
Ugh. Yes.
Some of the beans.
Anyway, we'll visit with City Hall Insider Paul Osborne, and we'll have the second, as it turns out, mayoral announcement on this show. One of them happened while I was gone, and Kevin was hosting, and Mayor Julie Moore Wolf announced that she was running for re-election. She now has an official opponent, which will be announced at 7:06, right after the news, at the top of the hour here this morning in studios, and I'm told a third picked up petitions yesterday. And we'll identify that and get into all the latest local, including this Dan Calkins, McMillan, and then the other McMillan. I get the McMillans confused.
Spell them differently, I believe.
There they?
One's McMillan with an I-N.
Well, one's a Jen, one's a Seth, so I guess that would
well,
be easy enough.
There is that, yeah.
But they're not, no relation. They're not even spelled the same on the last.
No, and couldn't be further apart.
Yeah. On the spectrum.
On the ideology.
It was called
spectrum.
The Reflex, the Duran Duran song.
That's what it was, yeah. The Reflex.
Thank you, Matt Hall, you big music nerd.
Yes, it was the Reflex. But at least I knew there was a Duran Duran song that started with Re.
Yeah.
As opposed to Mr. I
had
missed the entire
there.
1980s MTV.
I am familiar with the Reflex for
Fog
Pity's
Hat.
Sake. But Fog Hat's version? No, they didn't do a version.
No.
I just, can you imagine what Jeff was like?
No.
Yeah. I mean, it explains the brain damage all these years later. The slow reflexes. All right. We'll take a quick break, back with more, and we'll get into this ambulance service here. Indicator, get caught up on this story. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
40% chance we'll see some showers, thunderstorms today. Cloudy and highs near 81. Tonight, 50% chance of showers, cloudy, and lows around 69. For your Friday, showers, thunderstorms with some heavy rainfall, highs around 73. And Saturday, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, cloudy, and highs near 67 degrees. It is 71 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Did you know pharmacists count in ways you might not realize? In fact, your healthcare provider counts on your pharmacist as a medication expert to guard against those potential medication side effects. Local families count on us as reliable healthcare professionals for many of life's ailments. You can also count on our staff at Dale Southlake or Coley's Corner Drugs to be your one-stop shop for over-the-counter medications, CBD oil, and unique gifts for every occasion. Call us today for free delivery or medication questions at 217-330-9552. Or 429-5165. We're friends helping friends.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has award-winning service and offers the extra mile promise. If we don't get you everything you need in one trip, delivery's free.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Minimum purchase of 1 gallon of paint. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
1 in 6 people in America go hungry every day, but fortunately there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY food drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime grab a famous beach house meal, with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
Celebrating the best in business in Greater Decatur. Join with the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce and Hickory Point Bank to honor the finalists and winners of the annual Chamber Awards. The luncheon is September 13th at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. Help us congratulate the businesses, business people, and community groups who make Decatur and Macon County a great place to work, play, and live. Visit DecaturChamber.com or call 422-2200 for tickets. Prices go up after September 7th, so order now.
This football season, support your favorite team your own way with custom-printed spirit wear from Play It Again Sports. Come in and design your spirit wear today. And Play It Again Sports has everything you need to outfit your entire football team. Cleats, balls, pants, gloves, and even practice jerseys. As always, Play It Again Sports buys and sells pre-owned gear. Everybody plays at Play It Again Sports in the Brentwood Village Shopping Center in Decatur. Proud to be Decatur's only locally owned sporting goods store celebrating 25 years. Play It Again Sports.
You gotta love your mom. Now that it's fall, she's a fountain of advice.
Make sure your wipers are working.
Okay, Mom.
How are your tires?
All check, Mom.
What about your brakes and your belts?
Mom, I got it.
Your mom knows those are all things you can take care of at Speed Lube. And Speed Lube has the best prices around. Plus, 6 area locations, including Clinton and Lincoln. And, of course, locations right here in Decatur. Speed Lube, more than just oil changes.
Now, when are you gonna find a nice girl?
Oh, Mom!
The St. Teresa Bulldogs took care of business on a long road trip in Week 2 and head back to Decatur to start Central Illinois Conference play against the Meridian Hawks this Friday night. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Seth Greenwell joins me from Curley's for our tailgate special at 6 p.m. And then Dominique Smith fires up the Dale South Lake Pharmacy and Colby's Corner Drugs pregame show at 6:30. Right here on 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM WSOY and online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
Tickets are now available for the Robin Vogel Memorial Dinner, Friday, September 28th at 6 p.m. at the Decatur Club. The event honors fallen Decatur police officer Robin Vogel and helps to fund the Robin Vogel Memorial Scholarship Program. The evening will include dinner and an opportunity to hear from TV personality Tommy Lahren sharing her support for law enforcement. Tickets are $50 each or $80 for a couple, but only a limited number of tickets are available. Tickets can be purchased at Newhoff Media, located at 250 North Water Street in downtown Decatur. For more information, visit nowdecatur.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. City Hall insider Paul Osborne coming up at the top of the hour. And we also have tickets we'll be giving away. Cardinals and Illini, we still have two for Saturday's game over at the University of Illinois. Coming up a little bit later, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. All right, in the studios, I'd like to introduce, we have three guests standing by here, the president and CEO of HSHS's Central Division. EJ, tell me exactly what that means, Central Division. Okay, you're going to actually need to get right next to that microphone there.
Illinois, St. John's in Springfield, St. Mary's in Decatur, St. Francis in Litchfield, and then Good Shepherd in Shelbyville.
All right, so you're kind of in charge now as a search is underway since Joan left to go be with family in Louisiana.
That's exactly right, yeah. I'm honored to serve here in Decatur, spending a lot of time here these days.
All right, and then also with us is Dr. Ken Johnson, who's the HSHS CMO, and Julie Goble, who's VP of Strategic Development and Implementation at HSHS. Man, titles get more complicated, don't they, every year? All right, well, good morning to all of you. I was on, had some work time out of town when a lot of this was happening. I know you were on with Kevin a week or so ago and touched base on some of this, but let's go back and start at the beginning on the entire ambulance service conversation. I sort of just remember reading the news and that you guys were buying Decatur Ambulance Service, which has, I think, been in Decatur for 60 or so years, something like that. I've known the family for quite a while. What started that whole process of HSHS purchasing the ambulance service to begin with?
You know, when St. John's received its level one trauma designation about 3-4 years ago now, the Burkham family reached out to us and said, hey, we would like to explore becoming part of the HSHS family. So we've been talking on and off over the past 3-4 years, and this past June we closed the transaction.
Okay, so you purchased and are operating basically the same way it's always operated as far as the family's concerned. I know I read quotes from the family saying, yeah, this is exactly what we were doing. All right, so is it unusual for a hospital to own an ambulance service? I mean, I'm asking just because I don't know.
No, actually, we see that a lot across the country. It's part of the overall healthcare spectrum, and we wanted to make sure that if DAS did not want to be independently owned anymore, that we could be a part of the organization and continue to provide high-quality EMS services in Decatur and beyond.
Okay. Now, since then, there's been a couple of wrinkles in this, and there's a new ambulance service that has applied for a license or basically permission through the city to operate in Decatur, and that's working with the other hospital. Walk me through what's happened here, and over the last couple of weeks, I think there was a hearing in August, but what's happened since your purchase of Decatur Ambulance Service?
Yeah, so we acquired Decatur Ambulance in June, and within weeks, an out-of-town ambulance company called Aero, which is a subsidiary of Carl out of Champaign, has applied for a license, and which is of concern to us because, like you said, Brian, we are fully committed to continue the great quality service that DAS has provided here in town for the past 59, almost 60 years now, and we are fearful that if another entity comes in particular an out-of-town entity, that it's going to fragment care. And Dr. Ken Johnson, who's here in the studio with us, has a lot of EMS experience and can give us some particulars.
Yeah, been around EMS for about 30 years, and you have actually a very good EMS system here. It's coordinated all in one place. It allows you to better utilize your resources. If you start splitting it into multiple ambulance services, then you get into questions of which service do you call, who covers what part of the city, how do you coordinate between the ambulances, how do you make sure that ambulances aren't jumping calls on each other. So right now you have a single very well-coordinated system. I have concerns that if you go to two EMS systems, you end up with a lot of coordination issues.
All right. Once again, this isn't what I do for a living. I'm curious. I mean, this can't be the only city of this size with two ambulance services, right? I mean, I'm sure that exists elsewhere.
There are some at this size. A lot of them that I'm used to, single ambulance service for a city of this size.
Okay. I don't know. To me, when I look at this, you wonder about just, you know, supply and demand. I mean, Usually this sort of stuff shakes itself out. I mean, you're a CEO of a company. I mean, you know how you can offer services and there's enough to go around. There's enough to go around. If there's not, there's not. If the other hospital, I mean, what would you say to people? Say, well, okay, well, you don't want the other hospital in this business. I mean, because, you know, that's what it could look like on the surface. You know, that you guys got into this. They say they're going to get into this. You know, why not let, you know, it sort itself out as far as the demand is concerned?
Well, and Brian, I would have been delighted if DMH has had decided to come talk to us and say, hey, we really would like to be a part of this. Instead, they have invited an out-of-town entity to come in for profit. And it's going to fragment care. Coordination is incredibly important when it comes to EMS services. So what's going to happen here is if the city leaders decide to grant this license is that local jobs are going to be at risk here and out-of-town people are going to take those jobs. And the communication that Dr. Johnson was referencing, which has to be optimal, is going to be at risk.
Okay. Who is usually in charge of EMS in a community?
Usually the community either provides a service or contracts with an ambulance service to do that. In this case, they've contracted.
I mean, if a hospital doesn't own it. I'm-